The song they just sang is the theme of their program, and it says, "Come we merrily on Christmas morn to the place where Christ was born. Kneel we reverently before his feet. Wise men, shepherd, there we meet. Hear the angels singing of his birth. Peace, goodwill to men on earth. Go ye joyously the world to tell." Get your bells out. Ring! Help me. Ring we merrily the Christmas bell. Second stanza, it says, "This is he whom the kings foretold, bringing him incense, myrrh, and gold. This the babe whom the psalmist sang, crown him prophet, priest, and king. He will live a sinless life. He will die a sacrifice. He will rise and remove death's sting." Please think about that. That's a biblical statement there. He's going to live a sinless life. He's going to die a sacrifice for our sins. And it says, he will rise from the grave, back alive again, to remove death's sting. Death's sting is the grave. And when we believe in the Lord, his resurrection frees us from death. You can say amen.
Amen.
And then it says, "Hear the Christmas bells we ring." Third stanza. Ring! Ring the bell for the world to hear. Death and hell should hold no fear. If you know Jesus, you shouldn't be afraid to die. Huh? If you know Jesus, you shouldn't be afraid of hell. If you don't know Jesus, you should be afraid to die and should be afraid. It says, "Death and hell should hold no fear. This sweet babe in the manger bed hath the power to raise the dead." That's a powerful statement. "He hath keys to hell's domain." He holds the keys to hell. "In his hands the serpent's chain." He's going to chain the old devil, is that right? And throw him into hell forever. And it says, "At his feet every knee shall bow, as ox and donkey now in the stable." Fourth stanza. "Every bell in the world should ring, giving honor to our King. Let them all with one accord peal out welcome to our Lord. Tell to sinners." Are we all sinners? I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. We're all sinners. We need a Savior. That's what Christmas is all about. Hope you understand that. Do you know you have to acknowledge yourself as a sinner before you can acknowledge Him as your Savior? That's very important. "Well, I'm not that bad. You know, I'm not bad to this person. No. You have to be perfect to go to heaven. Anyone perfect, stand up. No. That's why Jesus came. We have a Savior. We don't have to go to hell. We don't have to be with the devil. We don't have to. We have a Savior. That's the beauty. Tell to sinners, far and near, Jesus Christ, God's Son, is here. Christmas bells, what? Ring out clear. Christmas bells ring out dear. Ring so dear. That's what the story is all about here. And I trust you enjoy that. And the bells we ring is very important. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. If you have a Bible, you can look to it. I'm not going to catch all of it here, but I don't have it all written in front of you here. But this is just the story of the shepherds. They quoted it a couple times. And the bells were ringing from heaven. And in verse 9, it says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them." That's the bells from God, from His glory, ringing. And the world heard the glory glow, the glory ringing. They heard God's here. And then it says, "And the angel said," they're ringing out God's rings, "Fear not." Don't be afraid. Our Savior's coming. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to die as a sinner. For behold, I bring you good tidings. That's like the gospel. Good news of great joy. It's going to change the world. This is God ringing out. The glory rang out. Now God's ringing out, which shall be to all people. Isn't that a great statement? Not just to the Jews, not to just the ones there in Bethlehem or in Jerusalem, to the whole world. And that includes you and me. Huh? We're way down the road. There's a lot of people in this world. And it's the whole world. Good tidings of great joy to all people. Here it comes. For unto you, I hope you make that personal. Is that right? Unto you, your Savior. And we all need a Savior. We're sinners. For unto you is born this day, today. Hope you know Jesus today. In the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior, a sin Savior. Who is He? He's Christ, the Messiah, the prophesied one of the Old Testament, the one that was coming. The Lord, that He's God. He's the Messiah. He's the earthly one. He's God come to earth. And He's God, the Lord, the Almighty. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And it says, and then the glory, the glow of God, the glory of the Lord. All the angels came in verse 13. All the angels. There was just one angel in verse 10. In verse 13, all the heavenly hosts came. And this is all of heaven ringing. We had glory ringing. We had God ringing. Now we have all of heaven ringing. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth. Aren't you glad the Bible's written to earth? You ever thought about it? And on earth. Didn't say on Mars. On earth. Peace. Now we're not enemies anymore. We're not at war anymore. We're not at odds. We're not sinners anymore. He's going to declare us saved. And it's one. And then it says, and on earth, peace, goodwill unto men. Verse 14. It means this. It says, peace on earth to those whom God is pleased. That's a powerful statement, to be right with God. It's amazing to catch that, to be right with God. And these shepherds heard, saw the glory, heard the angel, saw and heard all of the heavenly hosts praising God. And they went and found the babe. And they got to go find Him. And once they found Him, they realized who He was. And then they got up and told the world. The whole points, four points here this morning. First, we got to hear the Christmas bells ringing. Got to hear them. Today, we hear bells ringing. We had the privilege to be in France this past week, and we were at the Notre Dame Cathedral. I'll show the picture here. And we were at this basilica there, and it is beautiful. It's on the mountain, and the bells ring, and you hear it all over the city. It is amazing. It was built in 1864. It took 170,000 tons of material to build it. You're supposed to say, wow. And it is amazing. The statue on the top is 37 feet tall. And it says Mary holding baby Jesus. It's gold. It is magnificent. And the tower in the front there is almost 200 feet tall. It's magnificent. Put the next picture up. This is a picture from the air of the basilica and to all of the city there. That city hears those bells ring. Is that right? It's magnificent. They hear them. And it's almost like the city is blessed by this basilica on top of the highest mountain. And that's everybody can see it. It's the main thing of the town. And everybody's blessed by just hearing the bells ring. They have a religious feeling. I want you to know, you can hear the bells ring and they not be your salvation of Christ. They're just nice bells and they make you feel good. That is a beautiful facility. But without making it something that you go and find. Put the next picture up. We hear them, but we got to do something else. The shepherds went and found them. They went and found them. They run after them and they heard them and they said, we must go find the ringing of the bells. Put the next up. They go find them. They went to the manger. They met the Messiah. They found him. Have you found him? You can hear the bells. The bells are ringing. The children rang the bells this morning. God's glory rang. God rang. Savior's born. All the heavenly hosts said, peace on earth. And the shepherds heard this. And they went and found him personally. And once they found him personally, they believed. They let the ringing change their lives. Huh? It's got to change your life. It changed the shepherds. And it needs to change yours. You can hear them ringing and feel religious and nice. But unless you go find the Savior and then let the Savior change your life, forgive your sins, become a relationship with Him, walk and talk with Him, the Bible opening up, prayers being answered, God walking and talking, guiding you, directing you. It's wonderful to find Him and let Him change your life. And that's the key of it all. That's why the bells ring. That's why God rang out through the angel. His glory. The shepherds saw it. And then all of the angels sung it. The Savior's born. Peace on earth. You don't have to be enemies anymore. You don't have to die in your sins. A Savior's born. Have you gone? Have you heard it? Have you gone and found it personally? Have you allowed it by faith and believing and trusting to change your life and it becomes real, personal, vibrant, and it's alive? Then once we do these things, we got to go ring it out, huh? We got to go let it out. The shepherds went and told everyone they've heard, we found the Messiah, we found the Savior. And they started ringing their own bells out to the people in their world. And that's the goal of our lesson today. That's the goal of the Christmas program from the children. That you hear the bells, that a Savior's born, and then you go find this Savior yourself by faith, and you let this Savior forgive your sins and come in your life and change your life, and then you go ring out this truth to the people in your world. We were on a boat this week and in the Mediterranean, and only 3% of the people on this boat spoke English. 3%. I couldn't ring out to too many people. I would give them my West Virginia style of English, and they would just look at me. And I would look back at them. That was very difficult. Very difficult. We live, well, now we're in America, it was wonderful to land in Chicago. It was wonderful. You have people in your world that are good people, but they've heard the religion bells and they like it. They know a little bit about it, but they've never gone and found it. They've never let it change their lives every day. It's supposed to dominate our life every day. And then to give it away. This is the Christmas season. Find the Savior, let Him change your life, and go ring your bell. Now every time during the season when you hear this bell, do you hear it every time you go to the marketplace? And you feel guilty because you don't give any money in the box? I want you to ring your bell. This world needs to hear the bells ringing because the Christmas bells saves our soul. He's the Savior. Look at the words. It says, "For unto you this day is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And the glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men." Have you found the Savior? Has the Savior changed your life? Go ring your bell. Huh? Go ring your Christmas bell. Let's pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Where are you today? We're so glad you're here. Weren't the kids great? They've been working at this for a long time just to give this message. Christmas bells. You've heard the bells. You've heard the Savior being presented. Have you found Him? Is it something that it's yours? It's just not a religion. It's just not a church. It's just not something that grandma knew or something you go to when you're in trouble. It's an everyday. You believe that He's the Savior. You believe He died for your sins. You believe by faith that you've accepted Him. He's come into your life. He's your life. He's changed you. He lives with you, walks and talks with you. The Bible comes alive. Prayers. It doesn't all come at once, but it's growing and it's neat and it's a relationship with the Savior of the world. And you have to go tell it. I want you to know, you have a Savior, and His name is Christ the Lord, and He's come to give peace to the world. And I trust you found that peace. The world's a mess, is it? It's a mess. But I can have peace in the midst of the storms of life because He's my Savior. And if He can take care of me when I die and go to heaven, not to hell, He can take care of me in my trouble today. And we all have them. And the Bible comes alive and prayer comes alive. And you start getting victory over some sins in your life. Isn't it great to be a Christian? I trust you know that. You found Him and He's changed your life. Go ring the bells. Every head bowed, every eye closed again. Do you know Jesus? Preacher, you're talking about a life. I'm just a nice religious person. I don't know much about a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, through the Bible and through just walking and talking with Him. I don't have that. I don't have that peace that I'm forgiven, that I have a home in heaven, that He's in my life. And I see Him changing. I see old things passing away and new things coming. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have peace in the midst of all the storms of our world. Because He's my Savior. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Every head bowed, every eye closed, just you, me, and God. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. I'd love to pray for you. I will not embarrass you. Just pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you? Just set your hands up. Just simple. I'll pray for you. I pray for you. Down main floor, balcony, side wings. I'd love to pray for you. Make certain this Christmas season that you go find the Savior of the world and that by faith you let Him change your life and then go tell somebody, go ring the bells.